proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We continue our series relating to the kings of Judah by looking further at the reign of King Hezekiah. Hezekiah faced several crises over the course of his reign. One of them had to do with an external invasion by an enemy nation. The other one was of a more personal nature. The Bible contained accounts of these two occasions. In the first place, the armies of Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, besieged Jerusalem. This event was recorded in 2 Chronicles chapter 32, as well as in the book of Isaiah. Emissaries from Sennacherib called upon Hezekiah to surrender. Instead, the king of Judah fortified his external defenses. He also encouraged his military leaders, telling them, quote, "Be strong and courageous. Be not afraid nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him. For there be more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles." Unquote. Sennacherib of Assyria also sent Hezekiah a letter. In that missive, the Assyrian king belittled God, saying, quote, "No god of any nation or kingdom was able to deliver his people out of mine hand and out of the hand of my fathers. How much less shall your God deliver you out of my hand?" Unquote. Hezekiah was faced with a decision. Unlike his father Ahaz, though, Hezekiah did not seek help from an alliance with another nation. Rather, the king of Judah went into the temple and prayed for divine deliverance, according to Isaiah chapter 37. When he did so, here's what God replied, quote, "Thus saith the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into the city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shields, nor cast a bank against it. By the way that he came, by the same shall he return, and shall not come into the city, saith the Lord." Unquote. God kept his word. That very night, the angel of the Lord killed over 185,000 Assyrian soldiers. Bereft of an invading army, Sennacherib had to return to his Assyrian homeland. Later on, two of his sons assassinated him there. Hezekiah was vindicated because he went to God for help. As the prophet Hanani exclaimed in 2 Chronicles chapter 16, quote, "The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him." Unquote. Hezekiah also faced a personal crisis. Some years after his victory over the Assyrians, King Hezekiah became deathly ill. At that point in time, he had no son to succeed him on the throne of Judah. Hezekiah again cried out to God. God heard his prayer and added 15 years to his lifespan. Afterwards, Hezekiah did something that proved to be very foolish. The king of Babylon had sent emissaries to congratulate him on his recovery. King Hezekiah showed those Babylonians all of his wealth. This action displeased God. In Isaiah chapter 39, the prophet told the king of Judah that, quote, "The days come that all that is in thine house and that which thy fathers have laid up in store until this day shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord. And of thy sons that shall issue from thee, which thou shalt beget, shall they take away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon." Unquote. That prophecy would come to pass approximately 200 years later. Nevertheless, as Hezekiah said, there was peace and truth in his days. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.